Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot, with Drupal workshops coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island. For more information, go to lullabot.com/training. In today's podcast, Kent Bai interviews Jeff Eaton.
My name is Jeff Eaton. I'm a Drupal developer, and I write lots of modules, and I do Drupal stuff, and I work with Lullabot, helping other companies build Drupal sites. This year at South by Southwest, it's a big convention where lots of web people get together and do crazy stuff and talk about what's going on in the interactive design community and stuff like that. There was a really interesting panel proposal that got accepted, which was a CMS showdown. The whole idea was to take a spec and a design and give it to teams representing each one of the different major CMSs, Drupal, Joomla, WordPress, those sort of big names in GPL open source web stuff, and give them a certain amount of time that each of them had to try to implement it and see what they were able to come up with and where the strengths and weaknesses of each package were. It's really cool.
So tell us about what was the process, what sort of input did you have, and were you all building the same site and things like that?
Everybody was building to the same spec. Everyone was given the same, 15-page PDF document outlining the client's requirements. It was a community-oriented site for, helping local nonprofit groups organize and stuff like that, and they were given the same design, but none of the teams had any input and weren't able to give feedback or whatever. They were just given this document and told, do your best, make your decisions, implement whatever you can. You've got 100 hours total. Go for it. And none of us saw what the other teams were doing at the time, so we didn't know whether the Joomla team had finished, a day early, or whether the WordPress team was, doing everything with blog posts, or no idea. It was a really interesting and kind of a nail-biter exercise.
And so you've seen maybe just a glimpse of some of the other sites, but maybe not the full sites. What do we know at this point?
We know that each one of the teams did a pretty good job of implementing the design, which I think is really cool, because for a long time Drupal has suffered from this idea that it was just impossible to come up with a good design. And the Drupal team, the Joomla team, the WordPress team all came up with a visual look that was clean, nice, and was what the client wanted. And that's awesome. I think it's also interesting to see that each one of the teams sort of had the opportunity to just toss features that they weren't going to try to implement. And I think it really showed what each platform's inherent strengths were. On the Drupal side, we just decided we were going to toss ad management right off the bat, because there are a few half-baked solutions out there right now, and we didn't want to try to dive in with just 100 hours and get one of those bootstrapped. But we were able to do full access control permissions and restricting what content people could see based on what responsibilities they had in an organization. And after all the time was up and we saw what different teams had been working on, both the Joomla and the WordPress teams, that was what they had decided they weren't even going to try to tackle. So it was a really interesting chance to see where each one of the teams of experts in a given platform decided they were going to try to focus on the strengths.
And so talk a bit about your experience of building this site, and sort of what was the process, and what did you learn along the way, and what sort of things did you sort of set up with Drupal?
Well, Colleen and Larry from Palantir and myself, we're all in the Chicago area, so we just got together over a weekend and we did a two-day quick sprint to try to get the bulk of our planning and architecture done. We used a giant blackboard, sketched out, our plans, our map for the site, what modules we thought we were going to need to use right off the bat. And it was really impressive for us, realizing how much we could get done, just pulling together modules that we were all experienced with, clicking them together and configuring them. And it was also a really interesting opportunity to have people from two different Drupal shops working together and seeing how just the basic workflow of building a site and managing the interplay between different people collaborating, how that was handled differently, between Lullabot and Palantir. And I think all of us came out learning a lot and, with some interesting stuff that we could take back and learn from.
And so what was surprising to you in the process of building the site?
It should never come as a surprise to me, but it's those little bits at the end with the Drupal user interface where you're able to build out 90, 95% of what you've got, and then there's these little gaps that you just work around, or you have to push and prod things to fit into the right place. Planning for those things It's so necessary, and it's so easy to overlook. And the more you use Drupal, it's like the more you know it in your head, but the more you think, oh, yeah, that part. And it always comes back to bite you. And especially with a real tight time box like we were working on, I think that's where it was hardest for our team. You know, we got all this functionality in place, and we started working on good admin tools for the back end and realized, oh, we're out of time. You know, that was both surprising, and we also kind of realize that's what we had to account for, and it's what we had to expect.
But. And so talk a bit about the sort of your goals around custom code versus modules that were already existing.
It's such a difficult balance with Drupal, because you can decide to do absolutely everything with out-of-the-box modules, and then it's very easy to get a huge, huge, insane list of stuff you've downloaded and installed and configured. Because this project was designed to be able to be reused by different nonprofit organizations on inexpensive shared hosting, we were also given a very strict memory requirement that the site had to run within. So we didn't have the luxury of just downloading 90 modules and turning them on, but we also wanted to make sure that they weren't left with a huge amount of custom code that had to be carried around. We were really pleasantly surprised, actually. The final project came in with, I think, a total of 150 lines of custom code, and about 100 of that was purely for theming tweaks that wouldn't have been absolutely necessary. So all things considered, I think it was shocking for us how much we were able to accomplish with how little custom code and no real insane workarounds. There was a lot that just plain worked.
At the time of this recording, South by Southwest is going to be next week. And so talk a bit about what's going to happen next when you go to South by Southwest. What happens with this CMS showdown?
Oh, I'm not personally going. I'm going to be sleeping. But there's going to be one representative from each one of the teams, the WordPress, Joomla, and Drupal teams, who's going to be there. And that's when they'll get a chance to hear the feedback from the actual client that this is being built for and the designer who did the design. And that's how it's going to be evaluated. I think we're all sort of, you know, on pins and needles to see how it goes. But I think we pulled off a really, really cool site. I'm excited to hear how it turns out.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.